Six sets of seven chromosomes make the wheat genome five times larger than the human genome. This complexity makes wheat breeding even more difficult, but technology like double haploid breeding has helped public and private researchers unlock potential agronomic, quality, and even nutritional traits. The key to this work is a farmer-backed, for-profit plant services company housed at the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center, Heartland Plant Innovations. Dusty Gallagher, HPI President and CEO, recently sat down with Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations, on the Wheat on Your Mind podcast to walk through the formation of HPI and how the company is accelerating and improving the wheat breeding pipeline. Technology for crop improvement experienced a boom in the early 2000s, but applying those techniques was focused on corn and soybeans. The push to start HPI was the result of the industry's recognition that wheat was being left behind when it came to applying innovative breeding tools. We're interested in bringing innovations and technology to the forefront with wheat. The industry faced another significant challenge at the time, a lack of synergy and collective focus. As a result, a core group brought together representatives from across the industry. HPI was officially formed in 2009. Kansas farmers through state organizations have majority ownership in HPI, and other members include private companies, universities, and individual shareholders. The company started in Throckmorton Hall, but quickly recognized that their work to amp up breeding technology required lab space, growth rooms, greenhouse space, and more. As a result, the early success of HPI helped provide the spark that led to the construction of the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center, where the company is now housed. Instead of competing with public and private wheat breeding programs, HPI was built around the idea of providing additional bandwidth and applying very specific technologies to those programs. The first and still primary of these tools is the production of double haploids, which essentially cuts half the time out of the wheat breeding process. The goal of the double haploid process is to create a population of plants that have the same genetics across their chromosomes, something that takes generations of traditional breeding to achieve, but can be accomplished in a single year with a double haploid process. The seeds from these plants then go back to wheat breeding programs where breeders know the exact genetic material and can more efficiently evaluate lines in their programs. In addition to double haploid production, HPI provides technical expertise using their advanced plant breeding tools, including genotyping and marker-assisted selection, as well as supporting traditional wheat breeding programs and proprietary projects. Every piece of the business, however, is built on partnerships. From uncovering the dense nutrients for improving wheat as a food crop, to bringing in trails from wheat's wild relatives or improving agronomic traits, Gallagher told Harries there is still more to unlock in the wheat genome. Listen to the full discussion of HPI's positive impact on the wheat breeding pipeline or check out other episodes of Wheat's on Your Mind at kswheat.com/podcast. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.